Friday night, we've decided to have a live radio broadcast with our partners at 90.9 WGUC, which will allow anyone who has some visual line of sight to Music Hall to turn on their radio and both see and experience Luminosity. On Saturday night, for the second half of the concert, the Luminosity element with the visual projections on the facade of Music Hall, we're partnering with CET for a live television broadcast. And then Sunday night, we thought that would be the night to focus on simulcasts. So we've got two really terrific locations, Fountain Square, which of course has the giant LED board and is used often for that purpose. But out at Riverbend, which we own and manage, we recently installed 5 state-of-the-art LED boards as well. And people can picnic, bring lawn chairs, sit on the Riverbend lawn, and experience Luminosity together.
Now there's more. You're expanding this so that people all around the world could watch this and hear this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once we had WGUC and CET involved and are bringing in a live truck, which is a significant undertaking, we had all of the makings for live webcasts. And we've got something important to say here, something important to say artistically about our orchestra and something important to say about our community. And we want people on the East Coast, the West Coast, Europe, Asia, all over the world to look at Cincinnati as a thriving, vibrant cultural destination. So we're excited about this. Luminosity has received attention around the world in media outlets.
And you're also making available free tickets for dress rehearsal, I think that's Thursday, the 31st of July?
Yeah, it's a working rehearsal. I want to make that clear. So we're releasing 5,000 tickets.
Are you surprised at the vast demand for this? When the free tickets were first offered, they disappeared in minutes.
We weren't surprised that the tickets would all be claimed, but we were surprised at how rapidly they were picked up. And this is a wonderful thing.
For those who have not yet seen Luminosity, when they come or when they watch, what exactly are they going to see?
Well, video projection mapping technology is one of the most astonishing technologies that one can experience. And the entire facade of Music Hall becomes a blank canvas for visual elements, and it can be colorful and emotive and three-dimensional, and it's coordinated with a live orchestra. Last year when we did this, we were the first orchestra in North America to have a live orchestral performance with this technology. Things have to line up. We've got somebody who's in our truck, our assistant conductor in the truck, who is making sure that everything is footing up as precisely as possible. There are, you know, dozens of people scurrying around behind the scenes as people enjoy the experience.
Trey Dervey is president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. I'm Steve Hirschberg.